Here we are with the new episode of Macro Photography with Pocket Macro. This is actually, this is like the first episode of this season. This is a rebranding of my podcast prior to this episode. Just my previous episode was talking about growing a podcast. And in talking about that, I decided to apply these principles to my own. And that's what's happening here. This is now Macro Photography with Pocket Macro. I think I need the new name, maybe. That's hard to say. Macro Photography with Pocket Macro. So this new podcast series is strictly going to be about macro photography, in particular super macro photos, with a focus on insects, bugs, little critters, tiny living things, and, you know, flowers too. They're very important to attracting the bugs. And yeah, so I just wanted to reintroduce this podcast in this way to show you the direction. And if you were a fan of the enthusiastic talks, that's not going away. I'm making a new podcast on a different channel. It's going to be under my personal Sammy.life. That's where I'll put a link to it, on Sammy.life, my website, and that will be the Enthusiastic Talk series, strictly enthusiastic talks about random things. So that's where that's going to go. I'm debating on whether I should re-upload all my episodes or just start from zero there. I think that's probably what I'll do. Just brand new over there. So yeah, going through all that, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. It's been a while since I did an episode because I was trying to figure out what exactly to do. And the best way to do something new is just to do it. don't overthink things. Just go for it. So to start this first episode with macro photography, I wanted to talk about raising bugs indoors, because it's still spring is trying to get along here in Nebraska. It was super wonderful and amazing. Flowers were starting to open. Bugs are starting to come out. It's like, yay, signs of spring. And then the past couple days have been absolutely crazy. Super cold. Like, it got 14 degrees, which is pretty far below freezing. And pretty much all the little flowers that opened up are going to be toast thanks to that cold. So spring's going to have like a second starting. And yeah, so what I've been doing is, in my bedroom, I've been growing peppers. And a fun thing about growing peppers inside is that aphids love peppers. And I don't know where they come from, how they like show up, but if you grow peppers, I don't know like if it matters where you grow them, but if you happen to grow peppers, aphids are gonna show up on them. And those are a pest for pepper plants. They slowly suck out all the juices from the leaves. They turn yellow, and then they poop out honeydew, which is really sweet, and it can cause different diseases on your plants with it, like molding. I don't know. It's not good. They're little pests, and you notice them a lot if you have a controlled growing environment, like inside, without any like of nature's goodness. Little pests like aphids tend to thrive in perfect environments. So what I did to combat that is I purchased ladybugs on the internet. I found them on Amazon. It was really nice because they listed the scientific name for the type of ladybug. I was a little skeptic on Amazon. I saw some without being sold without details, where people in the comments were like, hey, these are Asian lady beetles, which are a pest. They're mean. They like bite, and they would still take out aphids, but they're not as desired as a standard ladybug, like the convergent lady beetle. ladybird beetle. I forget its full scientific name. Let's look that up real quick. And that is the Hippodamia convergens. And that's the most common ladybug, very popular in North America, and it's all over the place. Their favorite thing to eat is aphids, so they are probably the best one you can get to control aphids. And a fun thing, if you're growing peppers inside with aphids and you buy some ladybugs, they will thrive in that environment. They will eat them all. They'll grow, they'll reproduce, they'll lay eggs, their babies will eat more aphids, and you won't have an aphid problem. It's really cool. And they're fun. They're pretty little bugs. They have cute little eyes. They're adorable to look at. I really like them, and I've been taking a lot of photos of them. They're super easy to photograph too, because they're sitting on pepper leaves eating aphids. So you can pick a pepper plant and move the leaves around and take photos. I also have a little, because I don't have a ton of peppers, I also have a little dish that I mixed sugar and water with, you know, so it's a sugar water mixture, 50-50, half sugar, half water ratio, 1-to-1, one part water, one part sugar. And I am soaking, I just took a handful of cotton balls and threw it in the little dish. They absorbed all the sugar water, and that is a safe little place for the ladybugs to get some extra nourishment. Also, water, and another thing you want to do is spritz, get like a little spray bottle with water, and you can spray the leaves of your pepper plant, so that gives them water to drink, so they have sugar water, water, and aphid infested peppers to live off of. So that is a fun thing. And also with the cotton balls covered in sugar water, they'll be sitting on there, they'll find it, and then they'll be sitting on the cotton balls drinking the sugar water, which is a great opportunity to photograph them. So you can pick up the cotton ball, and you know, if there's multiple ladybugs on there, you can chew them off and put them on a different cotton ball. So you just have one ladybug on your cotton ball, and that lets you hold on to it, and you can put like different colored backgrounds behind the cotton ball to change your picture, and you have a perfect little setup to take amazing photos of ladybugs. It's great. It works good. They're so focused on eating the sugar water, they don't move, and they're not bothered by you picking up the sugar ball, the cotton ball sugar water mix, and you can move it around. So I've been doing this real fun with my different colored backgrounds. I love changing the background color just to add more to the photo. I got tired of just the plain black or plain white backgrounds, just from standard photographing techniques. It gets kind of old, even though the subjects change. But if you're doing just, say, like me right now, just photographing ladybugs, it gets pretty boring taking a picture of a ladybug with just either a black or white background. So I find it personally fun to mix it up. You can take any household object. You can even take like a magazine or a calendar with photos, and you can put those behind your subject to mix up the background. Since it's such a small area to work with, you could do create like even a credit card. You could take a credit card, like a fancy colored one. There's one sitting right in front of me that's like a glowy blue. Like, you could use a credit card and take a picture of the ladybug in front of the credit card, and it's real easy to work with when you have your subject sitting on a cotton ball or anything where they're not moving around. So that's super, super duper fun. But yeah, so there's one crawling up my microphone cable right now. Oh, hey, little ladybug. They're So cool. They're all over the place. And if you do buy ladybugs, it's like the smallest amount you can buy is 1,500. So you'll want to buy them when the weather is nice, you know, when stuff's growing. So you can just put a few in your indoor garden and then release the rest outside so they can go flourish naturally. For us, we have a large greenhouse with tons of plants in it. So I released, I don't know, about 2 tablespoons worth of ladybugs, probably 70 to 100 in my little pepper garden. And the rest, which according to the package was 1,500, I don't think that many made it. It took a week to get here. They came here from California, and I'd say probably 400 or 500 died in the process. So that was kind of a bummer, but you know, about 1,000 made it, which is pretty cool. So I got the 100 sitting in my room, and then the rest are in the greenhouse. I was bummed that quite a few didn't make it. However, I didn't really need that many, so it's kind of like a bittersweet. It's okay, but that's something to understand when you buy bugs off the internet. Depending on the weather that they travel through will kind of determine how many don't make it. So if you do buy them, make sure you either have a lot of indoor space for the bugs, or you have good weather outside, and you just put the ones you need on your plants on the inside and you're good to go. So if you just want to have ladybugs inside, or any kind of bug, you can also buy lacewing larvae. They're a cool little bug, also good at eating aphids, more so the larva, not as much the adults, but they're a cool bug. They're green, tiny, they fly around, they have wings, and they're super cool. Their eyeballs look like little disco balls, so that's my favorite thing to photograph about them. Ladybugs, much easier to work with, and they're really cool. I love ladybugs. They're a fun bug to share photos of as well, because most people have positive feelings towards ladybugs. Ladybugs have been in, you know, children's stories, movies, like all over the place as you know, friendly, happy bugs. They even look cool and pretty. It's like they have little eyes and cute little dots. So they're a positive bug for other people to see. Whereas, you know, spiders, for example, aren't as popular with as many people. Like I laughed. I saw on Instagram, Joe Rogan posted a photo of a wolf spider that was really big. You couldn't really tell the size from his photo, but he's like, "Oh, this scares me." I'm like, "Oh, they're really cool." And I saw one of my fellow macro photographer friends posted a comment like, "Well, they're actually pretty cute looking when you look at the, you know, from the up close and you know, level with them in their eyes." And I replied to that comment and I was like, "Yeah, they're the coolest bugs ever." So a lot of people have negative associations with spiders, and on the flip side, positive with ladybugs. So you can't really go wrong with ladybugs. You can also get praying mantids. They are also good at eating aphids and each other. Like if you buy eggs of praying mantids and you raise them inside, you're gonna end up with after so long, you're gonna end up with like maybe 1 or 2 really big praying mantids. Because they eat each other as well. So fun thoughts. But yeah, so macro photography is really fun when you have lots of bugs available to photograph. You can practice with them. And if you have tame bugs like ladybugs, really easy to work with. And they're fun, they're friendly, they're helpful. And, you know, they'll move, you know, whether you have an indoor garden or an outdoor garden, garden, you can use them because they're very beneficial to the garden. They don't cause damage. They help get rid of little pest insects like aphids. So if you want to have some inside for macro photography to take photos of, I highly recommend growing some peppers because peppers attract aphids, ladybugs like aphids, and peppers are awesome. You can get super spicy ones or normal bell peppers, like non-spicy. You can go low spice like a jalapeno, or you can go up there to like the Carolina Reaper. That's what I grow. They're really fun and aphids love them. You can also grow peas. Like, usually you can, I believe, some dried peas that you can find in stores, as long as they haven't been processed, will grow. And you can grow them in, like, a little cup. And if you grow peas, they also attract aphids. So peas are, if you just want aphids for ladybugs or other predator insects like praying mantids or lacewing, you can just grow peas in a cup. They grow super fast. You don't even have to use dirt. You can literally put a paper towel in the bottom of a solo cup, add your peas, throw like another damp paper towel on top, and they will grow. They'll grow. They're really fast growing, and they will also get infested with aphids. It's pretty fun. If they don't, and you have nice weather outside, you can put your sprouts of peas or peppers outside, and they will most likely get aphids on them. Like a female will land and lay eggs on that plant, and within a few days you'll start seeing aphids. So it's really easy to get aphids. And a key thing for ladybugs is, if you there's also like ladybug kits you can buy online, that where it's like 12 ladybugs or just a handful, you can get that. But the key thing for aphids is it is required for reproduction. So if you want your ladybugs to create more ladybugs, you need to get them a protein source of aphids. That is the key to get them to reproduce. You can just feed them and they'll live for a month or two on sugar water. However, they won't be able to reproduce. So if you want ladybugs making more ladybugs, you gotta get them some aphids. And you can do that by growing peppers or little peas, snow peas in a cup, boom, aphids. So that's fun. Anyway, I highly recommend growing a few plants indoors that aphids like, and getting some ladybugs to put on the plants. It's fun. It's a great way to have bugs nearby to practice macro photography on, and it's they're cool. It's just fun. They're cute little bugs, and I really enjoy them. So anyway, that is all for this episode, and we will catch you later with more about macro photography and macro photography talks with Pocket Macro. Whee!